Last night there was four people introduced, two couples, two marriages. And one of the couples already in trouble because the woman, the bride, one of her friends, one of her groom, I don't know if she was a bridesmaid or whatever, at the reception told her that he's a dirty dog, basically. She knew someone who was going out with him and he's on the show just to be famous. The bride confronted him with it.
Who's the 20-year-old that you have on the outside?
I have a 20-year-old on the outside.
Be honest.
I'm dead serious.
Who's the 20-year-old that you've been
anyone.
Speaking to? Please be honest with me.
We're joined by Maddie. Maddie, you've worked on MAFS, haven't you?
Yeah. I've actually just done the casting for it a couple of years ago, and I was the person that ran out into all the bars and cafes and scouted people and everything like that. So it was a really interesting experience. But they give you a lot of instruction beforehand and of what they're looking for and things like that. And yeah, it's really fascinating, honestly.
You would walk into a bar in Sydney and just walk up to a hot guy or a hot girl and go, do you want to be on Married at First Sight?
Basically, I actually had this clipboard with me as well. And I'd walk into a bar and people thought I was hitting on them as well. I'd go up to these good looking blokes and people thought I was literally hitting on them. And then they'd be really disappointed because I'd whip out a clipboard.
Oh, give yourself a rap. I'd be disappointed you weren't.
I love the confidence.
Yeah,
I think you should be on it.
Some confidence, got to back yourself. And then they'd go, oh, I see what you're doing here. And so you have to get their name, number and just their contact details and things like that. So you don't get all their details at that point, but it's just expressions of interest at that point. But
is it just good looking? Is that the kind of thing that you're looking for?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
But in a bar, you can't tell what their sense of humor straight away.
No,
can
no,
you?
No,
do you, do you
in
interview them enough?
I look for someone that's got confidence. I mean, that's what I was looking for. And I was looking for just interesting characters because that's what they want on the show. They want interesting characters. So, I mean, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but that's what I was doing.
Yes.
And then obviously the casters.
How many people, if you approach, would say, yes, I'm interested? Would be 1 in 100 or what would it be?
It was probably better rates than that.
Yeah.
It was probably better rates than that.
I would say
1 in 5.
1 in 5 would say,
yeah. Generally, I reckon the ones who don't are either in a relationship, most of them just because they were taken. Like, would most single people be open to the idea of it?
Yes. And I mean, I worked in sales prior to this as well, prior to being a journalist, and I would say I'm quite convincing. So I kind of, and I mean, I'm getting paid to do it, and I think we were getting paid commission depending on how many we signed up as
no
well.
How many
way.
Did you sign up when you were doing it?
I honestly can't remember.
Five or?
Oh, it's definitely more than five. Yeah, it's definitely more than five, and one of them did get on the show, and yeah, it was great. I mean, great.
Can you
viewing.
Say which one that was?
I actually can't remember his name. It was really bad. It was a few years ago.
Can you remember if he was portrayed well on the show? Because some of them, like this Harrison guy from last night, immediately a villain. I imagine on social media he's being absolutely caned right now for being a dirty dog.
Yeah.
Now, do you think the producers have any sort of – would he have known that he was going to get blindsided last night so he wasn't blindsided? Would have he been given information, mate, this is going to come
this
out?
This is what's going to happen.
Yes. What do you reckon?
Yeah, no. They're not given anything from what I understand as well. I've got a friend that's going on the show this year as well, and he wasn't given anything, so he's just praying to God that he gets a good portrayal. They honestly don't know.
It's going to need more than God.
They know they might get a bad one, though.
They know. Yeah. I reckon they get indications, because depending on the questions that the producers ask them as well, and their little voxies that they do on the side.
Voxies like an interview for those listening, like a vox pop.
Yes, sorry, that's media talk.
No, that's all right. Yeah.
And I would say that they would have an indication and an inkling, but I don't think, producers definitely don't pull them aside and say, hey, this is what's going to happen. You're going to get absolutely grilled and hauled through the coals.
Do you reckon the people who picked Harrison to be on the show, the guy who's, had lots of girls on the go, and he's admitted that, because he's a Sydney guy and he's good looking.
Yeah.
Do you reckon the producers knew when they said you're on the show that he had all this history, that they would have partly, is that the reason why he might have got on the show, to be the villain?
I think so. I mean, they definitely look for a villain. They definitely, I mean, you hear the music. I watched it last night and you heard the music that came on as he walked through to the Bucks party, and it was like some dun, 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 like something like that.
Darth Vader.
And it was really serious. And music plays a huge role in how people are portrayed. So if they'd played happy music while he was walking in, and I knew straight away, I was like, oh, there you go. There's the villain.
It's interesting though, because you look at the biggest names, and I was saying to the guys in the ad break, now that it's such an established thing, yes, there's villains and people can say, oh, the show's horrendous, but people still watch it in great numbers. But people are now going on to really make money off the back of it, whether it be in other media avenues, OnlyFans, that kind of thing. And generally it's the villain that has the most notoriety, yes, that can have, yeah, the most success. So early on, people were saying, I don't want to be the villain. I've been portrayed badly. It's not fair. Now you're finding people who actually want that role, yeah, and covet it because they know it will give them the biggest profile and the most opportunity.
But Maddie, all right. So last night, you watched last night. So you've got Harrison, the villain, who's got all these girls on the go. He's married to Bronte.
Yep.
Do you feel sorry for Bronte at all? Or do you think Bronte, who's his bride, knew what she was getting into,
That's a great question.
What do you reckon? Do you feel
that
sorry
is
for her?
A really good question.
Do you?
I think she sounds really sincere when you watch her speaking, and she sounds like she really wanted it to work out well. But I mean, if I had to give it, I'm not working as a caster anymore. So if I had to give anyone advice, I probably wouldn't go on the show. But I mean, there is always the risk that you're going to end up with someone that's a bit dodgy.
So Bronte looked very happy the camera was following her.
Oh, yeah. She also is attracted to that type of alpha male, she said.
Yes.
So she would approach this bloke in a bar. If she wasn't on Marriage, she would be doing the exact same
thing. He's a good-looking bloke. I mean, so she was happy at first. And obviously, understandably, she was disappointed to hear the news that he was actually being a bit of, as you said, a bit of a dirty dog around Sydney.
But you wouldn't cast him with the girl who had cystic fibrosis, would you?
Certainly not. No. She ended up with a really beautiful man, and they had the most gorgeous wedding.
Only from a narrative perspective, because there's no way
no way that would work. But at the same time, I mean, I'm just happy that she ended up with a beautiful man, and they look like they had a beautiful wedding.
It's maths. They've got standards.